This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line, we have Nara from Alabaster Box. Good morning to you.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Or I should say good afternoon where you are at the moment. Now, just to paint the picture for us, because, you know, you get these pictures in your head of rock stars. They're kind of out in the road packing boxes or eating at some diner on a way from one show to another. What are you doing right now, Nara?
Right now, I am helping my little boy put his little animal train back together because he gets frustrated when he can't do things.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
So, he likes to learn and he tries real hard, but he gets really mad. He must be a bit of a perfectionist like me, I think.
The life of a rock star.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here it is on the floor with my child.
Very cool. Now, what does a normal day involve for you as a rock star mum, I guess you could say? Now, and with the concert coming up too in a couple of weeks, I mean, I don't know, do you go through lyrics or do you practice singing the songs? You probably know them absolutely 100% well by now, but I mean, what do you do?
Well, at the moment, I mean, for the past few months, really, a lot of our extra time or our late nights have been organising for the Australian tour, which we're so excited about. But because of such a huge time difference, a lot of us are doing work at night because it's daytime over there. So while we're busy around trying to tour, I mean, we had a really busy summer here touring and it was nice to sort of get settled and get ready for this big Australian tour too.
Now, you're going to perform on October 23rd at North Shore Christian Centre. Tell us, with your gigs, is it all set? Do you have all your songs ready to go? You're like, this is where we're going to start, this is where we're going to take a break, this is the end, or is there kind of room to ad-lib on the night?
There's a bit of ad-lib as well, I think, with us. We're used to kind of rolling with the punches if stuff goes wrong. You have to have some things kind of set in place for lights and all of that, but we don't actually get to have a full sort of rehearsal with all of our sound gear and lights until we get back to Australia, so we actually have only a couple of days until then we fly to Sydney, so it's kind of crazy, so hopefully we won't be too jet-lagged.
Wow.
Now, you guys are compassion artists as well. Tell us about why are you so passionate about compassion?
Well, we've actually been with them now, I think, we first started out almost 10 years, and we've always loved just the heartbeat of compassion. Not only are they helping children who live in extreme poverty, giving them a chance, but they're also telling them about the love of Jesus Christ and teaching them all about his hope. And we just love what they do, and we kind of always want to be more than just music, you know, more than just a loud backing cymbal. We want to actually make a difference in this world too. So that's why we love joining with people like Compassion.
That's excellent. Can I tell you what I love? I love that you still have such a strong Aussie accent. I love it. That's so good to hear. I was worried when we rang you. I thought, oh, we're going to hear lots of ers and ahs.
Great. Well, the funny thing is I think we kind of tease each other. If we start saying anything too American, we'll like punch each other in the arm or, you said something American. We keep Australian as we can.
Can I ask, what's the long-term plan for you guys? I mean, you're there at the moment. Is the plan to eventually like live there full on, get your, you know, residence, or not residency, but your citizenship in America, or are you coming home for good?
Well, I mean, for this tour, I mean, it's over 6 weeks and there's 20-something shows, so it's kind of going to be crazy and we can't wait to come home and also just to spend time with our family at Christmas. But we will be coming back here to doing touring as well, and we're looking into going over to do some different countries in that next year too. So we're kind of branching out a little bit, excited to see what's happening in the future, but really, it's kind of just taking one day at a time too, because anything can happen and anything can change in this kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, that's a kind of cool way to look at it. Now, give us your website in case people can't make it on October 23rd and they're looking for some other venues and dates.
Yeah, it's just alabasterbox.com, and we'd love everyone to just come out and see us and say good day. And we also want to thank everyone for supporting us all these years. We really appreciate it.
You're a legend, Nara from Alabaster Box. Thanks heaps.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.